You're listening to The Paul Higgins Show, the place for ambitious tech consultants scaling to live better. After 18 years as a global leader and having a successful tech consulting exit, I'm sharing what's working now to transform emerging tech consultants worldwide into trusted consultants that attract the best clients and deliver measurable results. When you're ready to level up your clarity, results, and freedom, begin with the free strategic profits blueprint available at paulhigginsmentoring.com/blueprint. Imagine if you could tap into the mind of someone that was at the very start of the CRM journey and then hear his predictions for the future. Hello, I'm Paul Higgins and welcome to The Paul Higgins Show. This is episode 529. And in this podcast, we're going to talk to John Ferrara, and he talks about how CRM started, how it's evolved, but most importantly, where it's going and how that's going to help you. John is a serial entrepreneur and is a noted speaker about social sales and marketing. He reimagined customer relationship management by building Nimble, the really first relationship-focused CRM for the entire team. And he does talk about that only 5% of salespeople use a sales CRM. So what are the other 95% doing? Well, John's going to handle that today. He is best known for being the co-founder of Goldmine Software Corp, which I'm sure you've heard of. It was one of the early pioneers of the CRM movement. And John is a wonderful proponent of our industry, and you're going to love this interview with him. So what I'll do now is hand you over to John Ferrara from nimble.com. Great to have you here, John.
Awesome to be with you, Paul.
I'm really excited about this, to think today we've got the opportunity to really talk about the journey of CRM, but more importantly, like where it's going. And for you listening, you're going to be able to tap into a lot of John's experience. Then he's also got a brilliant offer at the end of this podcast to help you to effectively help more clients close more deals. John, why don't we just kick off with who your ideal client is and what problems you love to solve for them?
Well, Paul, my ideal client are technology resellers, and I'll tell you why. Because they are the trusted advisor of all of those billions of small businesses. They're constantly looking for ways to help their customers grow. And today, most of them sell plumbing to plumbers. They sell IT infrastructure to IT decision makers. They're not really selling front or back office solutions. And if they are, they sort of specialize in a niche. They specialize in front office or back office. And a lot of them are looking for ways not only to scale their own businesses, but for them to find ways to scale their customers' businesses. And what I found is that if I can go in and help a technology reseller to scale their business, they're going to recommend my product and have it help grow their customers. What we're really looking for are entrepreneurial business owners that are sick and tired of the traditional CRM systems, which are mainly designed for salespeople. And they're looking for something that's beyond just bagging and tagging customers, something that helps them to build real relationships. And that's what Nimble is.
Brilliant. I agree. I see so many people that are using, you know, like you might be a Salesforce partner, you might be a, you know, a NetSuite partner or something. And, you know, a lot of the times you aren't utilizing the CRM to its full capabilities. And also, like you said, within your client's team, it's broaden the salespeople. So what are they doing to build relationships? Because these days, you know, people all interconnected, right? It's not separated as we used to love in the old days, to have functions separated. You know, the consumer doesn't see it that way at the moment, and they're doing all their research or a lot of their research before they even come to your company. And that can be through not just the salespeople. But let's go back in time for a moment. I don't know anyone in the industry that's never heard of Goldmine before. You were the guy that founded Goldmine. You were there for, you know, nearly 12 years and really were at the start of this, what we call the CRM genre. So why don't you just take us back briefly to what got you started? What was the impetus and the ambition to do that? And then tell us a little bit about that journey. And then what we'll do is spend some time then going forward as to, well, what's the next evolution?
Well, what got me started, Paul, was I had my own need. And I think the best products are started by your own need, because you're passionate about it. You understand the problem. I was a systems engineer in both pre and post sales for a technology enterprise software manufacturer. And then they promoted me into sales and they said, go get them. And they gave me, quote, leads, which are pieces of paper with phone numbers of IT people in big corporations. And so I called those people. I'd make notes on that piece of paper. I put my appointments in something called a daytimer, which was a leather-based appointment scheduler with to-do stuff in it. And I did my forecast on a spreadsheet. I did that once a month the night before it was due because it wasn't part of my business flow. And I communicated with the rest of the team in my district office and at corporate with email and voicemail and pink post-it notes, pink while you're out notes. And I said, there's got to be a better way. And because I worked my way through my computer science degree at a computer store, I knew every software program on the market, and I knew there wasn't anything that integrated email, contact and calendar, and sales and market automation. I said to myself, I never want to say shoulda, coulda, woulda. I quit my job, and I found a gold mine.
Brent, and like that sounds easy to say now, but I'm assuming back at the time, it was a lot more challenging and difficult than that. And, you know, some people here are listening where they want to leave corporate. They're sort of like, you know, I know a few of you that listen to the podcast, one in particular in Microsoft, he's like, when's the best time to leave? When do I quit the job? When do I do it? So for you, if you go back then, you know, did you just literally burn the bridge or did you step it? Like, how did you get to that realization that I got to make that step?
Well, because of my background and my knowledge and the industry, I could always go get another job.
Yeah.
But there wasn't going to be another moment in time where I had that aha moment where I said, you know what? There is a market need and I can do this. And you have to think about the moment that I was in. This was the days of DOS in 1989, and there was no Outlook. There was no Salesforce. There was no market automation software. There was people manage their contacts in spreadsheets. They manage their email in something called Outlook Express. And so what I saw was a need to have a contact platform for the whole company where your email, contact, and calendar are unified. So when you brought up a contact, you could see who are they, what happened, who did it, what's going to happen, who's going to do it, and to have the ability to have your pipeline and all that integrated with some automated marketing because we all need a little help. There wasn't anything on the market. Back then, there was a program called Telemagic, which was a sort of a phone dialing contact tool for individuals. A thing called ACT, which managed tasks for an individual. And Goldman was the first team relationship platform. And that was really the heart of Goldman. It was designed to empower the person using it. And it was focused on relationships. What happened was CRM lost its way because management was afraid of what all those people who were using things like Goldman and ACT were loving and using to empower themselves. And they built Siebel to command and control the data and to be able to track you.
Yes.
The reason they call it Salesforce, you have to force salespeople to use it. No one in their right mind would use a CRM if they weren't beat on to do it. And that's because you work for it and you have to go to it to use it. And that's one of the biggest causes of failure CRM is lack of use.
Yeah, well, I remember when 18 years ago, Coca-Cola, we had so many sales CRM. I think there was over 150 at one point that the company was using globally. But we had Siebel. And I remember I was a junior rep sent into as a user to give feedback on the strategy, you know, flown up from, you know, Melbourne to Sydney, sit in a meeting. And they were like, Siebel was talking about how can we track exactly to know where the rep is at all times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm a rep saying, how about help me? Like, how can you help me distinguish out of my 240 clients, which products I should sell to them, what sequence I should sell to them? Like, give me things that are going to help my job better rather than tracking me, right? Like, for the 5% of bad reps, why focus on the 95% that are great and help them. So that was my experience back then of, yes, what a sales CRM turned into, which was a reporting management tool rather than I'm going to help you be a better salesperson.
You know, in the old days, Paul, when I taught people how to sell, I said, when you go in somebody's office, look at the walls, look at the books they read, the degree of the school they went to, the knickknacks they collect. We did that in order to figure out what you had in common with somebody, in order to then share what you had in common, to build the intimacy and trust to get them to open up to you about their business issues, which then as a professional, you can then solve. And then once you solve that, you have to follow up and follow through to ask for referrals and ask for repeat business. It's basic business.
Yes.
And that's what we all forgot is the basics, because we essentially have these command and control systems where CRM doesn't stand for customer relationship management anymore. It stands for customer reporting management. And they're command and control systems that are designed to enable management to keep their finger on the pulse of the business and the hand around the neck of the salesperson. And so today, if you Google CRM, you'll see they're designed for salespeople. Go to PipeDrive, go to Salesforce, the sales CRMs. What percentage of people in companies are in sales? Less than 5%. What do the rest of the people do in the company? They build relationships with the constituency around your office. What does that mean? Everybody in the company should have a common relationship platform that's built to help everybody build the relationships and the reputable processes they need to help the company scale. Sure, there should be sales and marketing features in it, but how about workflows? How about the ability to work inside your email inbox or LinkedIn or wherever else you're working, even another business app? And so today, you have silos of contact data in sales, marketing, customer service, and accounting. None of these talk to each other, and Microsoft 365 and Google Workspace suck at contact management because email, contact, and calendar are separate databases, and every single team member has a separate contact database. So you don't have a single relationship system or record in your business. That is what Goldmine was. That is what Nimble is, because its foundation is the roots of Goldmine, which is about building a team relationship platform that's not designed for management. Sure, we got good reporting, but it's designed to empower the customer-facing business team member, because if you make them happy, if you make their life easy, then you're going to have good data on the back end and you're going to be successful.
Yeah. I think that's so true. And like I said, that's where, you know, at the start we talked about the complementary. And I think this is where it's complementary because, let's face it, like, you know, NetSuite is, I suppose, a great example of a really good ERP, but most salespeople don't like the sales part of it, right? They normally have a separate sales CRM, but then that information sits outside of NetSuite and it sits separate from someone from customer service that gets a message, etc. So I think that's where, for me, having another platform that sort of is across all and it's got that contact information. And maybe you could give an example of a recent example of a client that's implemented Nimble and how that's complemented their current tech stack.
Typical customer has Microsoft 365 or Google Workspace. That's what they use for email and calendaring. They never use the contact database, but they have contacts in there. Then they'll probably have an accounting system, QuickBooks or Xero or NetSuite if they're bigger. And they might have some marketing system, MailChimp or one of the many other marketing things.
ActiveCampaign, blah, blah, blah. Yep.
Right. But they are really missing the team relationship platform, the team contact platform. And I think that's really where we come in. And so what Nimble will do is it will layer on top of all the systems that you already have and then synchronize in the contacts from all those places. So we talk to any sales, marketing, customer service systems that you have, and we ingest your contacts from Microsoft or Google. Plus, we synchronize the email and calendaring history, and then we work back where you live, because you don't live in your CRM. You live in your inbox. You live in LinkedIn. You live wherever your customers are having conversations, because if you're not setting yourself up as a trusted advisor, they'll never think of you when they're going to make a buying decision. And Mae West said, out of sight is out of mind, and out of mind is out of money, honey. So the way you stay top of mind is you give your knowledge away, stay as a trusted advisor. And so you've got your contacts that you're building. You want to bring them all into a single platform. And then Nimble One enriches them with the people and company data, so you don't have to Google them. You Nimble them. And then we work, like I said, back where you work, inside your inbox and even in your business app. So if you bring up Nimble inside of Xero or QuickBooks or the ActiveCampaign, Nimble will bring up that record and you can do all your work. So your contacts then follow you where you engage. And like I shared, the biggest cause of failure of CRM is lack of use, because you go to it and then you have to work for it by Googling people and then going and typing that stuff in, and nobody does it. So then the data begins to die.
Well, what was Goldmine's best channel to market, you know, for your growth?
Technology resellers.
Yeah, great. So you've worked with a lot of technology resellers, right?
When I first built Goldmine, I tried going and selling to end users, but that doesn't scale.
Yes.
The best way to scale is to get other people talking about you. And so who is the trusted advisor of small businesses? It's the technology reseller. Back then, it was the Novell reseller, because there was no Microsoft network back then. And so I basically cold called all the top Novell resellers and got them to use it, because people sell what they know and they know what they use. They started recommending it, reselling it. That's how we got to our first $100,000 a month in revenue. And then Microsoft came out and they basically ate Novell. Because microtransactions doesn't iterate. They don't innovate, they iterate. They wait for somebody else to build the market, then they come in and build something good enough. They built NT server, SQL server, and Exchange server, and they basically dominated Novell at that point. We said, okay, what we want to do is we want to help our customers scale, and we want to help the partners make more dollars in every goldmine dollar. So we integrated to Microsoft Small Business Server, which meant that if a reseller sold goldmine, they had to sell a seat of Small Business Server, and that helped the reseller make $10 every goldmine dollar, helped the customer scale because they had a SQL database instead of a DBase database, and we helped Microsoft sell their crown jewels. And if you help Microsoft sell their primary products, you will scale to $100 million a year plus, and that's what we did. And so I'm replicating that exact thing right now, where we started out as a layer on top of Google Gmail and Google Workspace.
Yes.
But then Microsoft basically didn't have that. They only had the Microsoft Outlook and Exchange Server. Yes. But then they came out with Microsoft 365, and we integrated to Microsoft 365. And now Microsoft's our largest reseller. So Microsoft pulls us into all the distributors. If you're a Microsoft reseller listening to this today, you can contact your Microsoft distributor and buy Nimble and sell it alongside Office 365, and we bi-directionally synchronize and integrate into all aspects of Microsoft.
Resellers, you know, it's there's a lot of talk at the moment that, you know, and a lot of the platforms, you look at Google, for example, they've recently, you know, dropped their reseller points, their margin. HubSpot went from in perpetuity to 3 years. So there's a lot of pressure at the moment on the channel, and license revenue that was easy for resellers is starting to get tighter. You know, there's talk that, you know, everyone will just buy off a marketplace in the future and they won't be buying, you know, licenses anymore off partners. Where do you see, you know, that sort of heading from a reseller perspective?
Well, I think now is the time for technology resellers to stop just selling plumbing to plumbers.
Yeah.
They're selling the transport layer, Microsoft 365, backup, security, and migration. But if you're not selling applications on top, then there's no way to differentiate yourself from the guy next door, and it's all going to come down to margin and price. And Microsoft is squeezing all the margin out of Microsoft 365, and they're telling their resellers, if you're not selling Azure, Dynamics, Power BI, and all these other things, we don't care about you. If you want to make your customers more sticky, you need to sell a front or back office solution on top of Microsoft 365 that you're selling not to the IT person at the company, but the decision maker, the owner, right? And so if you go in there and you help the owner pull a thorn out of their foot, they're going to love you, and they're going to call you back when they have other problems. What is the easiest thing to sell with Microsoft 365? It's Nimble. It's contact management. It's CRM. Because every company has a contact management problem. Every company is missing a team relationship platform. Forget about CRM. Forget about sales and marketing. It's contact management. That's the heart of all business. And we deliver that automatically for businesses. And that's your Trojan horse into the business, where you can then land and expand and start consulting with them on utilizing Nimble for more than contact management. You could use it for the sales and marketing. You could integrate it into the accounting system. And then all of a sudden, you're working with them on expanding and building their website, because Nimble will integrate with our web forms to capture leads. And then you can integrate with our automated marketing features and start doing other things. But it's a really simple sell. You go into them and you say, how do you manage your contacts today? And they're going to say, well, we do spreadsheets. Okay, I can help you with that.
Yeah, or like you said, it mainly sits on people's devices. It sits in, you know, like I add people in my Gmail at the moment. My most, you know, disaggregated contact base is my Gmail contacts.
You never go to your Google contacts.
No.
Because the UI sucks, and you have to, it's your own database. It's not your team's database. Every team member has a separate contact database in Microsoft and Google. And you know what my dad taught me? Teamwork sells.
Switching gears a little around, like I said, resellers, and like a lot of you listening, you know, hear me bang on around the fact that you're a consultant solving business problems, and you happen to then solve some of those with technology, right? You're selling holes, not drills. And, you know, I've got podcasts, et cetera, on that topic. But for the people that have done really well, what is the couple of key things that they do? Because you've seen so many resellers that do well, like around this whole relationship sales, relationship selling, you know, what are some of the things that people do really well that you you know, you can pass on to us today?
Well, I think it's taking the time to stay top of mind with the people that matter. So if I'm talking to technology resellers right now, and I'm saying, what are the keys to your own success, is don't go after prospects and customers, go after their influencers. The consultants, the accountants, the bookkeepers, the marketing consultants, all the people that help those other small businesses, and build relationships with them, and then build relationships with those customers, and don't just sell and forget them. It's really all about follow-up and follow-through, and that's about process. And so I think the key thing in being successful in a business is not being forgotten by your customers. Most people have more money in their accounting system than they do in their CRM, because those are people you've already sold to. Go back and ask them for repeat business. Go ask them for referrals and stay top of mind. Take them to a ball game. It's like, pick up the phone and call them on their birthday. It's really simple. If you want to be successful in life, read Dale Carnegie, Building Friends and Influencing People. Yep. Read Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. It really is simple, but it takes work. And I think one of the problems with all that is most CRMs aren't designed for this relationship stuff. They're designed to pound people till they buy or die. Paul, are you tired of getting automated emails?
Yeah, of course.
Are you tired of people reaching out to you immediately as they connect on LinkedIn and asking you to buy something?
Absolutely.
Do you see this wall behind me? I'll bet you if you stared at that wall enough time, you'd see something on that wall where we might have something in common. And then we're going to talk about that thing and build that connection. It takes 60% of the fuel to build a relationship, to get a rocket into orbit, to get up to 60 miles an hour, but only takes a nudge every once in a while to maintain it. And I think we've forgotten the beauty of human connection and the power of relationships to help you achieve your dreams.
Totally agree. And for me, I find with not all, but certainly a lot of tech consultants, highly intelligent, love their technology, know all their features, etc. But sometimes a strength overplay becomes a weakness. And that strength of being so knowledgeable about your product then does mean that it's harder for you to ask about the person and also ask about the business, right? So just a quick tip that I'll give, and we've been doing it very successfully with our clients, is how much pre-information can you get before you get on a call? A, it helps you pre-qualify whether they're the right person, and B, it helps to get a lot of the nitty-gritty out of the road so that you can actually focus on them and focus on their business when you get into that conversation. And like, I don't know, you know, reply rates, I don't know what they are. Everyone has a different definition of a reply rate. But I know I get brilliant replies because you know why? Because I actually put their wife and their children's names in it. And if I say, how is Jenny going? I remember last time Jenny had this, and you know, I know you got your three kids going to uni. Hope that's going well. And then I've got a note. Now, yes, I want to help them in business and I want to sell, but I got to tell you, I get enormous replies on that. And I collect that information in a call rather than telling them about a whole lot of stuff that they don't need to know about. Program, which most people are researching these days anyway, right? You know, it is that connection because they're doing the research and they can go to ChatGPT or you know, Bard or whatever it's now renamed. They can get a lot of information from you. So that's a good thing because now you can actually spend more time building that relationship. And I think that's where Nimble helps the whole business to see that.
People don't buy great products. They buy better versions of themselves.
Yes.
People need to stop talking about their products and their services or themselves. And they need to start talking about how they can help other people become better, smarter, faster. Correct. Because the more people you help grow, the more you'll grow.
Spot on. And the great thing here is that if one person does it really well in the business, you can all benefit from it.
Yeah. Right?
Because the data is there for everyone. So it's the same for you. So you might be, you know, Salesforce, you might be selling Salesforce CRM here and thinking, well, where does Nimble sort of fit in? But like as John said before, think about the fact that you're mainly selling Salesforce CRM to 5% of the business, the other 95%. I think that's where the incremental opportunity comes here from complementing what you're already selling.
And if you are selling another CRM, I don't care, because I think that every good mechanic has a toolbox and they got a lot of tools, and not every tool is right for the job. And if I'm selling Salesforce, I can only sell Salesforce to mid-market enterprise companies. But a lot of those companies that might come to me about CRM, they might become those bigger companies. And so I can sell them a Nimble today and grow them into an enterprise system tomorrow. But the reality is that if you are a end user and you want a CRM, it's not enough to buy Salesforce because you have to also buy some sort of outreach tool, Salesloft, Outreach.io, HubSpot Sales. Then you got to buy a sales intelligence program, ZoomInfo, LinkedIn Sales Navigator. And so that's kind of the rifle and the map for your soldier. Nimble has templated sequence outreach, and we have sales enrichment data, and we also have the CRM, but more importantly, we have the focused contact relationship system for more than just your sales team. And I think the biggest thing is that we have workflows that enable you to build the repeatable processes that you need. Most CRMs have deal pipelines, but a small percentage of your contacts you engage with at your business are going to result in a dollar outcome. Most of them are some sort of relationship outcome. And it's a process you want to put people through. It might be recruiting. So you want to put people through a recruitment cycle. Might be accounts receivable. Might be biz dev to build a connection and an integration. Might be PR to get them to talk about you. How are you managing all that stuff today? Guess what? There's 225 million people in global businesses in the world. Less than 1% use a CRM. Most people manage business processes and contacts in spreadsheets today.
Yeah. Well, a massive upside. But John, I could talk to you about this forever. I mean, just a reminder, this is episode 529, and there's going to be an offer that's coming up from John at the moment around Nimble. And also there'll be all the links to Nimble and other assets within the show notes. But what we're going to do now is change gears again, and we're going to do some rapid fire. So I know that you know we've had a great conversation, but now it's short, sharp questions and even shorter answers. Ever spotted your dream client on LinkedIn only to find yourself bogged down in tedious data transfer at the expense of building that critical relationship? Say goodbye to manual tasks and hello to efficiency with Surfy, S-U-R-F-E. Surfy transforms you from a virtual assistant into a sales pro by seamlessly capturing, syncing, and enriching contacts from LinkedIn into your preferred sales platform, be it Salesforce, HubSpot, Pipedrive, Copper, or even Google Sheets, all in one single click. Imagine reclaiming those precious hours spent on data entry and redirecting them towards nurturing valuable connections and closing deals, which we all love to do. With Surfy, it's not just a dream, it's your new reality. Ready to invest your sales time where it truly matters? Try Surfy today by visiting our resource page at paulhigginsmentoring.com/resources and clicking on Surfy. Elevate your sales game with Surfy because your success starts after the click. So the first one is for you, right? You've been in business for a long, long time, but what are some of the daily habits you do to help grow Nimble?
Well, number one, I get up early. I think that magic happens at first light in the day. And then I the night before, I've already set my goals. And so I already know the prep. I've done the work. I've done the prep. I know what I'm doing. And then planning, ongoing continuous planning based off some larger purpose, some larger goal. And then taking action against that. And so I call it the three P's, passion, plan, and purpose. If you figure out what your passion is, build a plan to achieve it, make your purpose on a daily basis, you can move mountains. And a lot of it is about documenting processes, because as you onboard people in your company, you don't want to have to go and dig up, how do we do a press release? How do we do a podcast? How do we do a webinar? Well, here's the process for that. And so those are some of my tips.
Awesome. And where do you go to find out more about, you know, business in general?
I love to read, and I use Google, honestly. But there are some common podcasts and blogs that I read, and I'll send you a list of them that you can include in the show notes. But I'm a voracious reader.
Right. And if we could grant you one wish for Nimble, what would it be?
That I can magically help tens of millions of entrepreneurs achieve their goals. The year after I sold Goldmine, I got a head tumor and almost died. And imagine, I never had investors at Goldmine. So essentially, when we sold it, it was cash in our pockets. And in the end, it's not about money. It's about making memories out of the moments with people you love. And I think that we're not here on this planet to make $1 million. We're on this planet to grow our souls in the brief period of time that we're here. And I think the best way for you to grow your soul is by being present with other people, to learn enough about them to blow some wind in their sails, even if it means putting your effing phone down when you're at the market and give that person your your eyes and the smile for a moment, you know?
Yeah, well, what a brilliant way to finish this interview. And as I said, John is going to give the opportunity for you to get a free license of Nimble to try it, right? Try it and test it.
It's more than a try. It's more than a demo. I believe that if I can help your audience grow, that there's a high possibility they might recommend it to one or more of their customers. Anybody listening to this today who is a technology reseller can go to the URL that we're going to share and sign up for a free license of Nimble for them and their team and onboarding from us. And once you've onboarded, we will then give you marketing materials if you're interested in and do co-selling with you to help you scale your first few customers.
Yeah, great. And that'll be paulhigginsmentoring.com/Nimble. So NIMBLE. And we will have that in the show notes. So you'll get that. But it's a great opportunity. John, thanks a lot for coming on today,
you bet,
sharing your wisdom. You've been around the CRM for a long time. I won't say the word age. It's wisdom that you've got around this topic. And I really appreciate you coming and sharing today.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you and your community.
What a great interview with John. He's just got so much passion about this industry, and I really love the way that he, you know, blends the human side of selling and relationship management into a very practical tool that helps you to do that. You know, certainly please go and use Nimble. Go to paulhigginsmentoring.com/Nimble, and you will get not just a license, you'll also get an onboarding experience as well, which John has kindly given to you as a listener of this show. And, you know, I think that the key thing for me was that 5%, only 5% of people use the sales CRM within the company, typically the salespeople. What happens to the other 95%? I think that's a real opportunity for you to expand your offer across the companies that you're working with. Reach out to John on LinkedIn. He posts there regularly, and he'd love to hear from you and let him know that you heard him on the show. Also, share it with others. They'll get huge benefit, and they'll think you're a rock star for doing that. Check out our solo shows, and I'll see you next time on the Paul Higgins Show. Time for action. Subscribe, comment, and let me know what you like best about this episode. Plus, get the Strategic Profits Blueprint at paulhigginsmentoring.com/blueprint.